Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Mario Isaias. I work for the United States Department of Agriculture Forest Service, and I'm an engineer, an environmental and civil engineer, and I'm working here in Holden as the remedial project manager for the Holden Mine. So my role here as a RPM or a project manager is basically to oversee all the work that Rio Tinto is executing towards the implementation of the remedy. The Holden Mine, it's a very interesting project. It's one of the largest remediation projects in the nation. It's definitely the largest for the Forest Service. It's also the largest remediation project in the world for Rio Tinto. Rio Tinto has many operations that are profitable, but this one is, it falls under their legacy group, and it's strictly remediation and cleanup. So at this point, this is the largest for Rio Tinto, and it's a very large investment. Very interesting enough is that Rio Tinto never owned the mine, but they are liable because they made purchases, and they end up purchasing Intalco, which is the responsible party. The remedy involves many components. We are remediating over 100 acres of land and several million tons of waste that the regional company, the mining company, Howie Sound, dump into National Forest and also on Holden Village land. The remedy involves first to regrade about more than 9 million tons of hazardous waste. We call them tailings, and also lots of waste rock. So there was a lot of regrading involved in the process, and also capping those tailing piles and waste rock. Those tailings and waste rock, when they are in touch with water from precipitation and snow, they percolate and they go through surface water or groundwater, and they were mixing with heavy metals and reacting with air and oxygen, of course, and they were creating acid mine drain. And it was the acid solution will dissolve heavy metals, and all of this will be dumped into Railroad Creek. So the goal of the project is to restore Railroad Creek and bring the creek into as much as possible to a natural condition. So the project involves, besides regrading the tailings in the waste rock, created a soil cap. And on top of the soil cap, we put a layer of wood, and then we focus on planting. The goal is to plant about 100,000 species. From those, about 40,000 are trees, and the rest will be shrubs and grasses and other things. So right now we are seeing very promising results on all the work we have done. Going back into the remedy components, besides regrading, we built an incredible dam that is buried. You don't see it. It's between the tailings and the creek. It's called the underground barrier wall. Right now it's more than a mile long, and the depth is between 30 feet to 90 feet. And basically that dam is in contact with bedrock and creates a seal between the waste material and the creek. So all the water is trapped. And in the contaminated site, we built an extensive network of piping and a collection system of water. And all by gravity is being sent to a recently new built water treatment plant. So we process the contaminated water, and then we neutralize the acid drain, and then we separate the heavy metals that precipitate through the neutralization process, and then we do some final polishing into the water, and when we release the water back into River Creek, and that water is to meet surface water standards and drinking water standards under the state regulations for the state of Washington. We try to separate the clean water from the contaminated water, so we built also a lot of interceptor channels. That was another component of the remedy. So the idea is that we don't treat as much water, contaminated water, and basically we divert the clean water that is coming from the mountains, from the glaciers, and before they go into the tailings, that water is being diverted. Also, we plug all the openings for the mine, and that water is being directed directly into the treatment plant. It has been a very exciting project. It's definitely the most challenging project for me. More than the technical part, I guess the most challenging part is working with everybody, because it's just the different minds and the misunderstandings and the different agendas from the different groups. But I'm very excited because the work we are doing has been very successful. We have already seen results on Railroad Creek. The water is cleaner. We are seeing fish coming back into the creek. We see biological species coming back. The bed for the creek is in great shape now. It's getting better and better. We haven't finished. It's going to take many, many years to remediate the site. It's going to take many years to restore the watershed. But our goal is that in the future, we'll see water coming from Railroad Creek into the Chelan Basin, and having a very healthy water that anybody can feel proud of. And we can see people fishing and baiting without any concerns. We also want to see animals using the creek without getting exposed to hazardous materials, birds fishing fish, and different species of fish migrating into River Creek. I know it has been difficult for particularly for Holden Village to put up with all the impact on the last 5-6 years of the remedial efforts. But we have to remember that the whole reason Holden Village exists was because of the mine. And now we are at the point that we have to take actions in terms of sanitizing what was done after the mine.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.